Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
How will kindergarten students, younger students, how will they likely deal with part-time distance learning as part of many of the school district's reopening plans?
It will be the same as when we had to close down in March. It depends on the quality of the adults in their lives and how much attention they can be given. Certainly the schools are doing and did do a yeoman's job of making sure that teachers stayed in contact with the younger ones. Particularly, there's a lot of Zoom kinds of contact where the teacher speaks directly with the children, but again, we have a lot of parents who choose to homeschool their children, and they have developed ways of assuring that even the young ones get the kind of engagement and socialization that they need. So there are ways to do this. I think it does also depend on the kind of supervision and encouragement and guidance that they will get at home.
How vital is that parental input to helping the kids deal with part-time distance learning?
Oh, it is the bottom line. It is essential. Certainly we're concerned about working parents, because most of us are. So not being able to be home is a concern. We do have caregiver networks that are springing into action and developing different kinds of alternative plans. Some of our student teachers, for example, have served in that capacity, because you do need to have, especially for the younger kids, some guidance so that they are not completely on their own. And that is for parents who can do this. We will give them as much support as we possibly can, because that is a very essential function right now.
As well as parents handle part-time distance learning to make sure kids get that, what is the consequence of students missing the time in the classroom as opposed to the distance learning?
Well, that is, of course, the operative question. One thing that we have to remember is that kids don't stop. Their development is going to continue. Their curiosity, their need to engage with learning, their wonder about what's going on around them, particularly in this very traumatic environment, those things are going to continue. So we have to remember to deal with the whole child. It's not a matter of giving curriculum or content in an alternative environment. A lot of people think of online learning as delivering content, but that's not what learning is. Learning requires engagement, and it requires the student to respond in some way to prompts that are developed for them to learn particular content. So is it the same? Absolutely not. There's no question that it's not the same. The environment can simulate. Really, really good computer savvy teachers are creating wonderful, marvelous things. Something that I discovered in my own online teaching is that it's much more individualistic. I had a class of 19 people, and it was the first time that I actually saw each of them, all 19. So There's good and there's bad. Is it the same? No. But we will do whatever we can to make it as beneficial as we can.
For younger kids, how effective can distance learning be? Can they learn at all from distance learning?
Absolutely they can. Children like some of the more game-like environments, and we certainly have come a long way with our ability to deliver important mathematics and literacy and even lessons about life. I mean, Sesame Street would not still be as important and as well-received for younger children as it still is many, many, many decades after they began. So certainly there are ways that children, particularly today's digital natives, know how to respond in an environment like that. If you said that that's all they were going to do for 8 hours a day, I would be very concerned. But if you have interaction with adults, other children perhaps in the family, in a safe environment, certainly their ability to interact with their home environment is also not out of the question. So it's not a matter of sitting in front of a screen for 8 hours, but we certainly do have to be careful about how we use it. But I do think children can learn in that environment if it's constructed in such a way that it remembers how children learn.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.